Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Making Moves, and I am here with the iconic Daisy Marquez.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Thanks
here.
So much for coming. I'm like so excited to finally like have my moment with Daisy because I feel like I barely know you because we only met a little during Pretty Basic.
Yeah. Well, I am very excited to be here. I feel like we clicked immediately.
I know.
We were just here like having tea time this whole time.
I know. We need to actually hang out because I didn't even realize. For some reason, I thought you were older than me, but we're the same age.
Yeah. We were just talking about how we're going to hit our quarter year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, did you just turn 25 or no?
No, I turned 25 June 25th. So it's my golden birthday, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it is your golden birthday.
Yeah. When's yours? Your birthday?
September 24.
24. Oh, so you already have your golden.
I know, but I missed it. I didn't know what a golden birthday was.
No!
I missed it.
Well,
I know.
You know what? I feel like you're known for like your iconic birthday party.
Oh,
so
I go all out for my birthday.
Yes.
I feel like everybody knows that, but I take it very serious.
Is that just like, why do you go so hard for your birthdays?
I honestly don't know.
Because I love it.
I celebrate the week before the week of and the week after, but I celebrate because my family's in Texas and then I have friends here and then I travel somewhere
and then
tropical.
You need like a photo shoot all in between.
I just make it like a whole month type of thing.
Okay.
I just love my birthday.
I love it too. And what's your sign again? Because I know you're big on
signs.
I'm a
Libra.
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 Okay, tell me about Libra energy. Let's just kick it off with some astrology.
I love astrology.
I'm like,
talk.
I need to know who I need to date.
What your perfect match is a Scorpio.
Really?
Yeah, that's your soulmate.
I'm a Cancer.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Have you met a Scorpio man?
Have you
dated one?
No.
Really?
I haven't dated one.
You should go for a Scorpio next.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I forgot.
When is their birthdays?
It's right after Libra, so it starts in October, goes into November.
October goes into November. Okay, me asking everyone's birthday at the bungalow this weekend.
Are you Scorpio?
I'm like, oh, Chad, when's your birthday?
Okay. I ask everybody for their zodiac when I first meet them.
Oh, really?
It's kind of like a little thing of mine. Yeah.
And what's your who are you compatible with?
So, I'm a Libra. Our soulmates are supposedly Geminis. I've only met like one Gemini guy though.
Okay.
Not really my type.
Oh, yeah, you're Kim K's, right?
Yes. You know who else is a Libra? Doja Cat.
Oh, wow.
Cardi B's a Libra.
Really?
Yeah. Who else is a Libra? I think those are like the top three that I know. Lil Wayne's a Libra. Super random.
Slay.
But Libras are just very balanced. We need balance in every aspect of our lives. When I'm not balanced, I'm like all the way down.
Balanced in what way?
Like with work and... like when I am doing way too much work and I'm not prioritizing like my time, it really does take a toll on on my mental. I feel like Libras in general just need a balance, whether it's with personal life and career or health, wealth. Like I feel like just in every aspect of life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What happens if you meet a guy, you're really into him, you guys are vibing, and then you pull out your astrology shit? You're like, okay, what's your sign? And he's like, oh my God, I hate girls like that. What does that like turn you off?
No, I'm going to make them like it because I talk about it all the time. So I'm going to be like, I mean, if they don't vibe with it, then I know it's not going to go anywhere.
Yeah.
I just love to talk about it. And I read a bunch of books on it. And I feel like that's how I got so educated on astrology.
Okay.
So if they don't like it, then they're not for me.
Because I feel like, not that I'm even that into it at all, because I feel like you actually know what you're talking about. I'm like, let me see if this will work. But like, I feel like when a guy's like, so like, fork that, and they like freak out, I'm like, you're weird.
Yeah.
Like, chill. It's not that deep.
But if I do meet a guy and he asks me for my zodiac, I'm going to be like, oh, no.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I'm like, who taught you all that?
Oh, a girl then.
Yeah. And I had this guy ask me for my birth time, and I was like, excuse me?
Shut up.
Wouldn't it be so weird, though, if a guy came up to me, he's like, what time were you born? And he asked for your birth chart. I would be like...
absolutely. Yeah, that would be weird.
I'd be like a little bit turned on, but then a little bit turned off. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit weird.
Wow, that's so funny. That's so true. I feel like LA men are so hard. I don't know about you, but like for me to date or like find people that I find attractive, because they're just like... they're not guys. And like a guy's guy wouldn't know about astrology.
Yeah. When was your last relationship?
Like serious one?
Yeah.
It was in college. So probably when I was like 21-ish.
Oh, me too. Mine was 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
3 years ago, maybe.
Wow, look at us.
I know. And we dated for like almost 3 years. Like a little over two. A little over two.
That's a long
time. Yeah. What about you? Was it a while?
No, yeah. My last relationship was... it's about to be 3 years ago, and it lasted like a year. My longest relationship was like a year and a half.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then what's your like tea with dating right now? Like, are you on apps? Are you...
no, I just recently signed up on Raya, but dating apps are not for me. But
it's so hard on the apps.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm dating. Like, I go on dates frequently, but I'm not looking to... be in a relationship.
What do you mean you go on dates frequently? Like, how do you find these guys?
I feel like just being in the scene.
Okay.
Especially like when I go out and party and like the clubs and stuff,
and they're
meet
like,
guys.
I want to take you on a date.
Yeah, they.
Wow.
I get asked on a lot of dates actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when you're in LA.
Yeah, and I never say no because you just never know. There was this one guy that was like super persistent. He kept asking me out on a date, and he was just very like arrogant that I was like, no. But he kept trying. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to give it a go. No,
persistency is hot.
Yeah, it is. And I was like, damn, you really want to take me on a date that bad? And I actually really ended up liking him.
Really?
And we dated for like 2 months. Dated in a sense of like we were hooking up and like together all the time for like 2 months.
Well, I feel like, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but you seem like such like a boss in your life. Like you are just such, I don't know, you have a lot of responsibilities, you have all these followers, like you have a business, and like I feel like at the end of the day, at least for me, like I'm the same, like I want a guy that's like alpha and like can tell take me places and tell me what the plan is, because for me and like the people I'm around, I'm always the one that's like, we're doing this,
same,
this is what I want to do, this is my game plan. I'm like, someone make a decision for me.
It feels nice when I feel like we both are just so independent and dominant in our own life, and we have control of everything. So it does feel nice when a guy comes in and kind of takes the control.
And do you kind of like that?
It depends on how they approach it, because if a guy is just a little too dominant and like passive aggressive, I'm gonna be like, no.
Or a little too like masculine. I hate when they're like toxic masculinity.
I'm like, you know, I can handle my own, I don't need you to like handle me like that. But if he comes in gentle and takes control and just dominates me, hey,
slay.
You could dominate me in bed as well.
No, I was just gonna say, like, do you like an alpha man in bed? Because I do as well.
I do too. Okay, a little hair pulling, you know.
Slay. Okay, what is your type though, if you were like to describe your perfect person?
Know, a bunch of people ask me this question, and I don't really have a type. My friends do judge me for the guys that I go after sometimes.
Why?
But because you know, I've dated a couple guys that were not the most attractive, but I was so attracted to their personality. Okay. I'm more of like a personality girl.
Got it.
Yeah, but I am big on like teeth.
Me too.
Yeah.
Like smile.
Yeah. And teeth. You have such a nice smile.
No, you do too.
Stop it. Oh, thank you. Oh my God. No, yeah, I'm big on, but you know what's so, I have like, is this a kink? I like looking at guys' calf muscles.
No, I don't think that's, I think that's normal.
Yeah, it's like teeth and calf muscles for some reason.
Well, a lot of girls, I feel like they're into the arms or like the veins.
Or like the veins.
Yeah, but like, I love a calf muscle.
Yeah, a good, I like a good girthy calf muscle.
Okay. Big, thick, juicy calf muscle. Okay, calf muscles and teeth.
Yeah, I mean, as long as they have a, I just feel like if we vibe, that I go based off that. Just
smile is so important to me.
It is for me too.
And it needs to be like, I need to know that you're brushing a lot.
Hygiene. Hygiene. Like, yeah.
Get
hygiene
in there,
is
fellas.
Also like another, but I'm such a smell person as well. Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of perfume do you wear? I feel like you look like you smell good.
I think it's called a Trapeze by Louis Vuitton. It smells wonderful. I get so many calls. Every single time I step into Uber, the Uber driver always asks me.
Really?
Yes, I'm not wearing it right now, but I wish I was. It smells so good.
I know. I'm not wearing my, usually I'm a Le Labo girly, but like I'm running out. So I was like, oh, I need to save this for when I
tried their
go
perfumes.
Oh my gosh.
Never.
They're kind of like more, I feel like they're like sexy. Like they're more like a little bit more masculine. They're not as feminine.
I love the masculine, sexy, like kind of like Abercrombie and Fitch smell.
Yes, it's like that, but like, richer. That's how it smells. But you
are they
should
expensive?
Try it. Yeah. Oh, expensive like, as hell. Like I think a small bottle is like $250, which is a lot.
The LV one is like $300.
Okay. Yeah. But the big one is like, I want to say pushing like $500.
Oh,
which
wow.
is crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, that is crazy. I don't think I would spend that much on a perfume.
I know. It's crazy. And then you get addicted, and then all these men start telling you smell good, and you're like, I need it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay, so you're in LA for a wedding this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but you sort of lived here. Like, tell me about that.
So I moved here right after I graduated high school. Mm-hmm. I had signed with a TV network, Univision, and that's how I met Sal. Sal was actually there.
Yeah, and my old roommate worked at Univision.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I know a lot about Univision, actually.
Yeah, and so right after that, I lived in LA for like 4 or 5 years, I think. And then kind of when COVID hit, I was spending time with my family, and I really missed being back home with my family.
Which is Texas?
Yes.
Where in Texas?
Dallas, Texas.
Okay.
So I was like, we're kind of slowed down with COVID and everything. So I'm like, why don't I just move over here for like a year, see if I like it. Maybe I'll stay. Maybe. Mm-hmm. And no, I I really miss LA. I will say that.
Really?
Yes. That's why I'm always back and forth because I got so used to like the fast paced life, and over there is so slow.
It's like your wife.
Yes. You know? Yeah. Like you go to Dallas to like settle down, have kids, and mm-hmm. you know, live your life there. But yeah, I miss being around like the chaos.
What, be specific, like what do you miss like the most? Like what do you wish you could do in Dallas that you could do in a day in LA?
Honestly, it's just there's so much to do here. Like you want to go to the beach, you want to go on a hike. There's mm-hmm. it's flat over there. There's
yeah,
it's fully flat. I'm like driving to the grocery store and I see cows. Like I love the cows, but yeah, no, like there's just so much to do over here versus Dallas. And creatively, I don't get inspired over there. And as a creator, it really does like affect me. And I like to be around people that are also creative because I get inspired off that. So I think I definitely just miss just, and I feel so free over here, I will say that. I mean, like, I love the balance because I get to choose when I want to come in and out of the chaos, or when there's too much going on, I get to go back home and be with my family. So, yeah, I'm just always back and forth. But I am actually going to go look at a place this weekend. Hopefully I move back by August.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. Are you looking to buy, rent?
No. Because I invested in real estate in 2020. So I have a couple homes. And
where?
In Dallas. I have 3 houses in Dallas.
Oh my gosh, Daisy, yeah. That's incredible.
Thank you.
You smart bitch.
Yeah. So I don't think I would buy here because it's so cheap in Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah. The house that I bought, 6 bedrooms, was here, it would be easily like $2 million. Yeah. The house was like $450,000.
You're kidding.
Yeah, for a huge house. And since I renovated it, it's going to go up. So I think you should invest in real estate.
I know. It's well, also, really good. I'm from Indiana, and I know Texas is, like, booming, too. But, like, in Indiana, what I could buy there, I could buy a nice-ass house there right now.
You should invest. You should definitely invest your money.
I need to pick your brain about this now. So you have 3 houses, but, like, you live in one of them.
Yes.
What about the other two?
So the very first one got renovated, and I rented out.
And to who?
To this immigrant family, actually. Both of the houses I rented them out to these families that came from Mexico.
Oh my gosh, I love that. You're so like, you have just such a special place in your heart for like giving back.
Yes, I am a giver.
You really are. Really, like, I can just tell that from following you, which is awesome. Mm-hmm.
So I bought the first house, and then a couple months later, I think I bought a second one, and then I was like, okay, I think I want to stay here longer. So I do regret investing a lot of money in the house that I'm living at because I only lasted there a year. But I am going to rent it out, so.
So why wouldn't you just sell? Why do you want to rent it?
I really love the house. I want to keep it. So I'm renting it out to a family member so I can still keep it.
Smart.
Yeah, I really love the house.
Mm-hmm. I thought about doing a thing where, because like my parents are divorced and they have their own houses. Mm-hmm. But I was like, what if I bought a lake house that they could both use, rent from me? Or like something like that.
Yeah.
Or like I have family friends come and rent it. Or like my mom like runs the Airbnb. I don't know.
You should. You know, I've been thinking about Airbnbs because you can make really good money off of Airbnb.
Especially, I feel like I know a lot of people that will buy in Scottsdale because like so many bachelorettes and like bachelor parties will go there and they'll rent an Airbnb. So a lot of people from LA will buy in Scottsdale because it's way cheaper. And then they'll just like flip it, do the Airbnb, have someone run it. And yeah,
I'm like, my brain's working. Yeah. I'm like, wow, that sounds like a really great investment.
So are you like in charge, or do you have someone help you with running the rentals and stuff, or are you doing all that?
My mom actually helps me out. Like she's mostly like, she's the middle person. So she's in contact with the families, but I sometimes forget that I'm a landlord, and she'll hit me up and she'll be like, hey, you need to call a plumber. Like, the toilet isn't working. And I'm like, oh, crap. Like,
well, like reality I was just going to say, like, how do you have the time to do that?
Well, she really helps me out. She's more like in-hand type person. Well, the great thing is that the houses that I bought are like literally like 3-5 minutes from my mom's house.
Oh, my gosh. Amazing.
Yeah, and she knows them personally. So if anything, they'll call her and she calls me. But there's really not that many problems.
But, wow. Mm-hmm. What advice, I guess, like doing this for creators that are like blowing up and then they get all this money, like would you recommend invest in real estate? Like what would your advice be?
The number one thing I always tell my friends and even family is to invest your money, because during COVID, since there wasn't that much to do. My money was just sitting in the bank, and my mom was like, I'm sure you like to see the big numbers in your bank account. She's like, but it's going to waste. So
yeah.
My mom and stepdad do the exact same. They invest in real estate. So I got that from them. And from there, I just honestly, investing was probably the smartest thing I ever did. So to anybody watching or listening, if you have the money or you want to save and invest, I think that's the best thing to do.
That's awesome. Is there anything else you're invested in besides real estate?
No, I wanted to start off slowly with just a couple houses. But
oh, just a casual couple houses. Casual three houses.
But my stepdad does own like acres, and he builds and he rents out like these places and stuff. So eventually I feel I would want to follow in his footsteps.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That'd be cool if you did like a little commercial real estate or like a strip mall.
That would be. And,
or like something like that.
You know, I started watching Selling Sunset and I'm like, what if I become a real estate agent?
Hot. You could probably sell a lot of them. No, but everyone's like, TK, you would love it.
You would absolutely love it.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm really invested.
Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing / time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 Hard Challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like a nice, cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh, mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys, the pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in fourth place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 Hard Challenge, but one stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and zero sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com.
You know what I'm obsessed with right now, which is so, like, obvious, but the new Kardashians.
Oh, I love it.
The drones.
I just love the whole, like, it's so refreshing because I feel like it was so outdated, the old.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, I actually feel like I can't miss an episode.
Yeah, no, me either.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
What do you, who, like, what sister do you resonate with the most or do you like the most?
Kim.
Yeah.
For sure, Kim.
You definitely give me Kim energy.
Really?
Yes. Because I feel like she's so calm, cool, and collected, but also like a boss bitch. And then she didn't like turn it on. Like, I don't know.
How many kids does she have? How many kids does she have now? I think like 4. How many kids would you want?
Okay. How many kids would you want?
I think 2.
Okay. I think realistically, too, I would love a boy and a girl.
Me too.
If I don't have a boy and a girl, I'm trying again. I think, though, like, I've always wanted more siblings because I'm, like, really tight with my brother. I would love to have four, but, like, I have to be so... I want to be successful enough so that I could provide, like, give all of them attention.
Same.
And make them, like, I'd rather just have two and give them the most I possibly could or I want to.
Same.
Than have four and not be able to do that. Does that make sense?
Plus four, that is a lot.
I know. But then I'm like, then I have my own little team.
I know. I would want that because I loved growing up with my, well, I mean, I'm an only child, but I have four half sisters and a half brother and four step brothers.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of, okay.
Yeah, it's a lot of siblings. But I'm an only child, so.
Yeah.
I grew up as an only child.
And you would want two kids?
I would, but when I think about it, like, I loved growing up with all my siblings. Like,
would you have more? Would you want to have more?
Maybe. I've thought about surrogacy, though. I don't think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I really have thought about it.
Why?
I don't
feel like it's way more, I guess, normal now, or like,
yeah, it
maybe
is.
I hear about it more just because I'm older.
I think it was after I watched that episode of like Kim having a surrogate. Mm-hmm. I really was like, maybe I don't have to get pregnant.
Do you not like the idea of getting pregnant?
No, it actually terrifies me. Shout out to women, though, because
it's crazy.
Women are extraordinary, but
yeah,
I don't know. I've thought about it, though.
For some reason, you know what someone told me once, and I was like, mind blown. Is because my biggest fear is like being alone or like not finding the one, right?
To
like
me too,
right? Is that your one of your biggest fears? Okay, I feel like I don't know, like I'm just like so worried I won't find someone that like makes me that happy or like I feel like is up to my whatever
standards.
Anyway, so but I've always pictured like I've never in a million years like questioned whether I'll have kids or not. I'm like, oh, I'm 100% having kids, like I see myself as a mom,
yeah,
but isn't that so weird that I like can't picture myself like finding like. The
yeah,
dude.
Actually, I've never thought about it like that.
But then I can so picture myself having kids. I'm like, is that weird?
That is so weird.
Like,
I've
all
never
girls,
about
and
it.
I think it's because it's innate in us. Like, women are the people that reproduce.
Yeah.
And, like, we don't even second think it. We're like, duh. I'm
going to,
like, pop
kids.
A kid out of me.
Yeah, I've
but,
never
like,
thought about
but
that.
But I'm like, oh, my God, finding the one I like, why does that sound impossible?
It does sound, it's such a trippy question because, well, hopefully I find my soulmate.
I know.
I was going to say, there's like this thing where they say that you come into this world with a soulmate, a karmic partner, and your twin flame.
I've heard of that.
Have you encountered your karmic partner or twin flame?
What is that? What are the other two?
So a karmic partner is basically you meet somebody in this lifetime that you either dated in your past life, but in this life you guys are meant to teach each other lessons. So it could be like an ex that you had and it was toxic and it didn't work out, but it taught you like a really big valuable lesson.
I don't think I've met that yet.
Or it could be a family member like your mom or someone. Like a karmic partner is somebody that you like hate, but deep down they taught you a lot about yourself.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know
partner.
That I've met someone like that yet. Have you?
I definitely have.
Okay. I was getting that energy.
They taught me self-worth for sure.
Really?
Yeah. That's, like, the biggest thing I got from that.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel like my ex I learned a ton from, but I definitely, like, didn't, like, hate him. Like, it wasn't that kind of relationship.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then what is the twin flame?
The twin flame is just literally, like, the mirror image of you. You guys are very similar, same interests. It's almost like you guys are, like, twins, but you're not. So,
can that be a female?
It can be a best friend. It can be.
Okay, I think that's Alicia for me.
Yeah, yeah. That
literally.
Yeah, that is your twin flame.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I've never met someone in my life where I like the shit she does. I'm like, I would have done that the exact same way. Or like, I always say this, like the piles on the mess in her room is the exact way I would have my
that's
mess in my
room.
That's
a twin flame. You met your.
Do you have, do you know your twin flame?
I would like to think I do, but then sometimes he does things where I'm like, yeah, no, fuck no. But for the most part, it's like 95% yes.
Okay.
Yeah, he's one of my best friends.
And then you don't have soulmate yet?
No, I have not found my
okay.
soulmate. But
how
you know
exciting,
they
though.
Say that you don't, sometimes you don't end up marrying your soulmate.
I've heard that too.
I want to marry my soulmate.
I know. I feel like this is LA rubbing off on me. But people like, I feel like lately I've been hearing in the conversation a lot more like, if you don't find the one, like, would you have children with just like a really great friend?
I would do that.
Which I would do. But yeah. I'm like, I never in a million years. Like, my Indiana ass would never do that. But now that I've lived here for so long, I'm like.
Yeah. I've talked about it with my best friend.
Oh, really?
Twin flame. I was like, yeah. I was like, if we're like 30 and we have no kids, I'm like, should we just have kids together? And we're like, yeah. Fuck it. Like,
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it would save a lot of headache.
Maybe. I hope it never gets to that point, though. We're going to find ourselves. I know. Yeah. We're going to find ourselves.
Well, manifest the good stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, we've talked enough about, I guess, our love lives.
Yeah.
Tell me about Bear.
Oh, I wish I had it here with us.
I know. We
would have been, oh, but we would have been crawling out of this room, I swear. Have you tried? You tried it.
Yes. Yeah. It's so good.
So, Bear, this actually was presented to me by Sal, my manager.
Okay. And by the way, Daisy and I are under the same management team. That's why we're like,
we love talking about media.
It. Yeah. We love Meta Media Group.
So I keep bringing up quarantine, but quarantine, I was drinking so much wine. You know, I would have been like, I would have needed help if I was drinking tequila every day. So I was just having a glass of wine. Like,
I'm a tequila girly too.
Yeah, so same. So I was having wine like every other day and I kept posting the same butter Chardonnay. It was so good.
Oh.
And I really got into wine and my team saw that I was really into wine and they were like, would you like to come out with your own? And I was like, excuse me? I never really thought about it, but if you think about it, you can do whatever. You can come out with whatever you want. So I was like,
say less.
Yes. And once the sample started coming in, I really got passionate about it, especially when it came to like the marketing and the creative, mm-hmm. the creatives behind it, because that's all me. They provide the wine, but like with the marketing and the strategizing, like everything is all on my end. Mm-hmm. So I think that's when I really became passionate about it.
Wow. And okay, so tell me about, for like someone that doesn't know what it is, explain, like, it's in the can.
So
yeah, tell me the deets.
It's canned wine. It's, I think the highest one we have is 14.2%.
Which is insane.
The exact same as a Four Loko. Maturing is realizing that my wine is like a Four Loko.
Literally.
And I have a white wine and I have a rosé and a red wine is coming out. Hopefully for the fall time, you'll for sure get it.
How exciting.
And
great time to come out with that,
too. We're not in stores. It's only sold online, which I feel like that's probably, like, the most challenging thing is since it's not tangible, mm-hmm. you really do have to convince the audience why they should buy it online. Yeah. It's, like, such a hit or miss. So, mm-hmm. yeah, but it's canned wine, and it's very delicious, and I absolutely love it. I drink it all the time. I just love my wine.
It's so cute, too, the packaging.
Yeah.
It's, like, so, like, cheeky and aesthetic and fun.
I love the silhouette of it. And it was actually going to be a completely different aesthetic. It was going to be, like, flower rose aesthetic, and it just wasn't.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it wasn't resonating with me. And I am so indecisive, I will say this, that I kept switching out the theme and idea, and I think my team was just, like, kind of over it. But when we finally decided to do Bear, mm-hmm. I was like a silhouette, like of a lady, like embracing it.
Yeah.
When I get wine drunk, I just feel like sexy.
Yeah,
just
that's
like,
true.
Yeah, it's such a like wine drunk is such a great drink. Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's the perfect beverage to have when your girlies come over.
Yeah, girls
and
night.
Like you want to have a bachelor night or like whatever. Like I feel like it's really cute and fun. Great gift.
Yeah, it is. I love to pregame with it.
Oh, really?
Even when I'm doing my makeup, I always need at least just one.
I feel like I'm entering my wine era soon because I've just been like fully embracing like the wifey, like making my own food.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just like,
I mean, we're
going trying out a little bit less. I'm a party girl.
I'm a party girl too.
I know. We need to go out together.
I know, we do. We need to go out all together. Maybe Classic Cat.
Absolutely.
Have a girly tonight.
Daisy and I love Classic Cat. But yeah, I think that I'm so infatuated with your business. So I just want to like, let's dive more into the, what is your like creative process? Because they said you do all the shoots.
Yes. So
for Bear.
I am a very visual person. So okay. I will grab inspiration literally from anything. Mm-hmm. I could be walking down the grocery store and I see an ad and I'll grab inspiration from that. I take pictures anytime I get inspiration and I create a mood board. Mm-hmm. From the mood board, it goes into a slideshow. I have to do a slideshow for every single photo shoot that I do.
That's
because
smart.
I am such a visual person.
Are you like a Google slide girly?
Yes, I am.
I love Google slides.
And I need everything like in bullet points. It's a very rigorous like creative process, but it just helps me out so much. And I love presenting it to mm-hmm. our managers because they're always so amazed. But whether it's like for my birthday shoot, I also need a slideshow PowerPoint. Or for the did you see the ad for my wine, the very first one?
I think so. I was just stalking it, so I probably did.
The one where it was like pouring it down and it has like the little like elevator music in the background. I don't know if you know.
I don't know if I did see that one actually.
Let me show it to you. Let me show it to you real quick. Well, that one, it seemed like it was so easy, but it was the hardest thing ever to do. Like
product stuff is so hard.
It's so hard.
Because I'm with Alicia's parallel. Like we know it's hard.
Yeah. And I'm like, damn. And you know, it's just me and the photographer, and I just basically have to. I will say, I've thought about even people actually. There was this model who asked me if I could creatively direct her photo shoot, and I was like, never thought about that. But I do love being the creative director mm-hmm. behind everything.
Well, it makes sense because with everything you've done in your influencer career, you've creative directed for yourself.
Yes, everything.
People don't realize that.
With the help of Nicole.
Yeah, Nicole is the best.
I love Nicole. Shout out to Nicole.
Yeah, Nicole is basically like the head of creative mm-hmm. at our management team, which is something that, not me like literally doing an ad for our management team.
For real. Everyone's like, where do we sign up?
Basically, our management team is different and unique and stands out, and they have their own creative team that like helps talent like us. Like when I came out with this podcast, they were like, okay, we're gonna book a shoot with Alex Stone. Like they helped me make the mood board.
I love Alex.
Yes, I did these pictures. Really? With him. Yeah. And they helped come up with that. So I didn't realize Nicole, of course, probably helped you with Bear stuff.
Yeah, she definitely, like, anytime I need advice for like inspiration or creativity, I go to her. Like she's like my
so
go-to.
Good.
She's so good. So yeah, she definitely helps me out. Even though she moved to New York, like mm-hmm. I'll still have her on my computer, like when I'm doing my photo shoots, and mm-hmm. she'll be like on FaceTime.
I know.
So she's there for support. But I don't know. When I get creative, I'm just like very DIY-ish.
You know what I would love to see from you?
What?
A like time lapse of you doing that, and then like a TikTok where it's like a time lapse of you creative directing the photographer, like getting that and then showing the final thing like after.
I've never actually shown
like
that.
The behind the scenes.
I never show them the BTS.
I would. Daisy, people don't realize like that's so interesting to like
it
watch
is,
you like
actually,
get your forking ass up and work. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I've actually never shown the BTS.
I would love to see that from
I
you.
Should. I
think especially on your TikTok, because I feel like your Instagram's like so glam, so hot,
it
like
is.
It has looks, but TikTok is like it's a fun place to just like throw shit up and see if it hits.
I love TikTok.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
I know. I need to be more active on there.
I know. It's hard.
It is. But at least we have a new platform, because I feel like we were just stuck with the same platforms for a while, and then TikTok just came and dominated.
Yeah. I feel like what's cool about it is how anything and anyone can do it.
Yes.
And it's like, yes. I feel like the stuff, every time I don't try, it hits.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
yeah, the ones that I think are going to blow up and then they don't blow up, and then the random ones, I'm like, okay,
yeah,
I guess.
It's so weird. Mm-hmm. Do you use TikTok at all to market your wine?
TikTok is so, because they're so strict, I don't really promote my wine on there.
Does it like catch the silhouette or something that it doesn't like?
It's just like drinking in general. I think I had one TikTok and then it got taken down.
Really?
Like even if you go on TikTok live, you can't drink or anything on there. It'll ban you from
Damn.
The live. Yeah, they're very, I guess because there's a bunch of kids, which I understand. But if I put in the caption like I'm 21 and older, like TikTok don't take this down, sure. But I should use TikTok more to promote mm-hmm. my wine.
Please tell me you've done Truth or Drinks with your wine.
I haven't yet.
Daisy.
We should have done that right now. That
oh,
would've
I know.
Been, that would have been so much. But when I was
next
pretty,
time.
Yeah, when I was at Pretty Basic, I was so day drunk. I was like, this is not okay.
You're like, I can't do the rest of my meetings.
I was like, it's 3 p.m. and I'm this drunk. I was like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With having a wine, what was like the most challenging part of like starting a business that you just never would have expected?
Honestly, this was like a whole new ballpark for me, mm-hmm. especially because I'm so good at advertising makeup and people knew me for makeup. I was like, I honestly, maybe some people, because I was like, are people going to take me serious? But I feel like when you're very passionate and you put your all into it,
people can do nothing but take you serious.
Yeah.
So I honestly just fully went into it and just fucking dominated it. But I think the most challenging part is, like I said, trying to advertise something that's not tangible and so out of nowhere.
Oh, like direct to consumer on the website.
Yes. So it's like people, it's this new product and it's wine. And honestly, people that purchased the wine, it was their first time trying wine.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And I was like, you're trying my very strong wine. Uh-huh. But some people love it. Some people, it was too strong for them, which is fine. I ended up actually changing the rosé flavor and made it sweeter. Oh, the rosé is so good now.
Okay, I need to try the rosé. I don't think I've had that one.
Yeah, the new one is way better. We put melon in there, so I made it very sweet. But yeah, I think the most challenging part was for sure trying to advertise to the audience and convince them why they should try my wine. Uh-huh. Although I don't think it's ever, at least in general, doesn't do like in store. And also with alcohol in general, it's so hard to do in store and even ship like internationally. For some reason, Canadians really want to try my wine.
Oh,
but we don't ship in all 50 states.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because different states have different alcohol rules. Yeah.
That makes sense.
But essentially, we're hoping that Elixir does end up going in stores. But that's the ultimate goal. But they've never done it before.
I know. I wonder if you guys could do, or that company could do, kind of what like Mr. Beast Burger does, where it's like they're not in a store or like in brick and mortar, mm-hmm. but they have that like you can Postmate or DoorDash it. Like, it's like a fake, it's like a ghost. Have you ever heard of it? It's called a ghost restaurant.
No.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
What?
So let me explain. So it's basically like Beast Burger. Uh-huh. You know how he came out with that? Is essentially like, it's a ghost restaurant. So you can order it on like DoorDash or Postmate or whatever. But it's like, you can't go to Beast Burger and get it. Like, you can only
order it.
And basically other restaurants, like, I think once people like looked up where Beast Burger was and it said it was at Buca de Pepo or something like that. I might be saying the wrong thing. But I think other restaurants will open up their kitchen to places like Beast Burger or whatever to create that so they can just like DoorDash it and Postmate it. I wonder if that would be an easier like step into that.
Yeah, I think it would be for sure.
Mm-hmm. Is that like a goal of yours to be in store one day?
Yeah, 100%. Especially because I feel like when it's in front of you, you're going to want to buy it. If I'm walking down the aisle and I see that cute packaging.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel bad even like throwing the cans away.
But yeah. You should make like a cute little flower.
I'm saving all the cans.
Yeah. That'd be so cute.
Yeah.
What I was going to say is like, that is such a missed opportunity because your packaging is so cute. Like my basic white girl ass would like walk by and be like, I need this one. I don't even care what it is. Like I need it from my fridge aesthetic.
It's actually funny because it's a very feminine drink, but my guy friends absolutely love my wine.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could see my brother and his fraternity brothers eating that more, like that high alcohol percentage.
That's why I shotgunned one time.
Wow.
Well, I was trying to get a video of me doing it for the first time, and then I messed up the first two times, and then next thing you know, I was like almost blacked out. I drank like four of them.
I am dead. Well, okay. So where can people get it, though?
They can get it on shopdaisymarquez.com.
Okay.
It's on all my links and bios. And we actually just launched the Bear Wine Club. Ooh, I'm going to put you on the Bear Wine Club.
So what is it?
It's basically a subscription. So you can either get a restock every 2 months or every 4 months. You can choose whenever.
That's smart.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
And you can choose the flavor. You can do both flavors, do a variety pack, or just do white 1 month, rosé the next month. But if you sign up, you, instead of just purchasing all the time, you will have it like in your fridge for when guests come over and stuff.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, I want to do that.
Yeah.
I want to sign up.
Yeah.
Do you think after starting this, you're still so young in like the influencer space, do you recommend other influencers to start their own business? Or are you like, this is so hard, like wait till you're more established? Like, what advice would you give to someone like me that doesn't have my own business yet?
I definitely think even if you don't have if you're not an influencer, like I definitely think you should come out with a product.
Really?
I think once you become a seller and not the consumer, it's such a different like ballpark that you're entering. I think my advice would just be, if you have the finance to do it, definitely do it, but do it with something you're passionate about. Because I could have easily came out with like lashes and merch and like this and that and like have like 10 different things, but I'm not passionate about it, and I feel like that would just be a waste.
Yeah.
So I'm very, like, picky with what I come out with, but I definitely think everyone, if you can, they should come out with a product with what they're passionate about. Mm-hmm. First, save up the money, and then invest, and just go for it.
Just rip off the Band-Aid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is there anyone in, like, the business space that you look up to, like, as an entrepreneur or even, like, an influencer? Is there anyone you look up to or try and get business tips from or model yours after?
Honestly, the only person that I do look up to in the business aspect is my mom and stepdad.
Wow.
They are my biggest, like, inspiration when it comes to business. Because they just do it so well. And I hope to be like them when I grow up because mm-hmm. My mom and my stepdad are just so good with everything. I'm still very new. So I fuck up a lot with, like, when I'm not, like, on point with everything. So, yeah, they're my biggest inspiration when it comes to that. And I always go to them for advice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel like so much of life, it's, like, so stupid and simple, but some of your, like, biggest failures or mistakes are, like, the best lessons.
They are.
Especially with business.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they end up being your biggest wins.
Yeah.
Because you learn so much.
Mm-hmm. I will say, when I came out with, I was passionate about coming out with merch at first.
Mm.
And then after, like, the first month, I was, like, over it. And I was like, okay, I cannot make the same mistake of, like, I want to try it. And then I end up doing it very big. And then it was just kind of like, I just kind of let it die down. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, that was not your best move. So I was like, the next time I come out with a new project, I'm for sure going to have to be very passionate about it because I don't want to do that again.
Yeah, you really have to be your biggest, like, fan mm-hmm. of what you're coming out with or else no one will be.
Yeah, like,
I was, you have to be obsessed.
Yeah, and I wasn't. Like, I was obsessed for, like, the first 2 weeks, and then I was like, why am I not wearing my merch as much as I should? And
yeah,
then,
like, why am I not wearing it in this video?
Yeah, and I was like, okay. I was like, next time you definitely have to be, like, your number one fan for whatever you come out with, because then you're not going to be able to sell it to the mm-hmm. consumer.
Every time you're filming now, do you strategically try and have Bear at least in one of your, like, one part of your video? Or
yeah,
like...
I do. I always talk about my wine and almost all the videos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's such an easy thing to, like, it bring is. Up or, like, have in your hand or it have is. In the background.
I take it with me, I swear, everywhere. Like, it fits in my pocket everywhere.
It's so cute.
It is. I went to the fair, and I actually, me and my sister, we chugged 3, and we were drunk for, I swear to God, the entire time for, like, 5 hours.
Love.
5 hours.
You had your little I was like, fair moment.
I love her. Yeah.
That's amazing. Last thing about the business side of Bear, what do you love about it, and, like, what do you hate about, like, owning a business or starting a business?
I think just how, honestly, when you start a business like that, you really just feel empowered. And I feel like being a female boss bitch, it just really, I think it definitely boosted my confidence.
Yeah.
So I feel like in that aspect, I love owning a business because, you know, I'm doing something for myself and my brand, and it's only going to elevate from there.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that I hate is, I think reality really hits me when it's time to do taxes and paperwork and all that. And that just fucking drains me. And I really, really, really do not look forward to it.
Yeah.
I hate it.
It's crazy how big of a deal for everyone taxes are. And you don't learn a lick of it anywhere.
I know. Like, why didn't they teach us that in fucking school?
I know.
I'm like, what the fuck? No, yeah.
And you have to pay someone to do it because I don't know how the fork to do it.
Yeah. No, and I actually, when I was doing, this guy scammed the absolute fuck out of me. And I ended up paying him $16,000 to help me with my taxes.
Was he, like, not a real accountant or something?
He only did 6 months worth of my taxes. And he was like, okay, now you have to pay me the other half for me to do the other half of your. And I was like, what? I thought I had paid him that amount to do the whole
that is
for
an
that year.
Unreal, an ungodly amount of money.
I was like, you only did 6 months of my taxes.
$16,000?
Yeah.
You're kidding.
It was like,
I've never heard of that.
I was like, in fucking shock. And it was here. And then I remember I, like, told him, that's fine, like, I'm gonna go somewhere else. And I went with this other guy, and he, like, did everything.
So you paid him the $16,000 and then
just once. I lost that money on that. I was just like, he got me good.
Wait, is this someone that you like just researched and you were like accountant in LA, or did someone recommend them?
It's because he was so used to working with like huge big corporations, like, and so it was like little old me coming by myself.
So it'd be like he'd be doing the taxes for McDonald's.
Yes, or exactly. And so,
which they can afford to pay $16,000. Okay.
I was like so oblivious to whatever the fuck. Like I would just go in there and he was just throwing all these numbers and I'm just
you're like.
That's why I'm saying, like, that's what I hate about, because, oh, my God, it's just very overwhelming.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I feel like also when you're a young female, too, like, you're an easy target to take advantage of, you know?
I definitely feel like he took advantage, but.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, well, if you need a new CPA in LA, I have a great one.
Okay.
That Alicia and I use, and he is a beast. He actually works with a lot of influencers, so he gets, like, the world. But that is something I never in a million years would have known what to do had I not had like a big sister mentor like Alicia to be like, no, bitch, this is what you're doing.
Yeah.
Like S Corp, you know what I mean? Like do all the things, get a business card. Like I would not have known.
Yeah, I feel like definitely when I was especially living here by myself, I didn't really have like a mentor. Like I did my mom from far away. But
it's so hard to find someone.
It was so hard. Yeah. But I figured it out. I eventually ended up learning. Lesson learned.
Do you have anyone now you look up to or, like, you ask, like, influencer-y questions to when you're in a situation? Is that more so Sal?
Yeah, it's mostly Sal. Mm-hmm. Sal and Abigail and, like, the team in general, they're definitely, like, my mentors. They really help me out a lot, even with, like, finances and stuff.
Yeah. Speaking of finances, let's do a little segment called Money Moves. Pod. Uh-huh. I've been doing it lately because Abigail inspired me.
Okay.
And I did this with her because I had her on my podcast. Okay. So the first question is, it's five, like, I guess, like, quick fire questions, and they're about money. So the first one is, what is your dumbest purchase?
I got invited to the Met Gala after party. So I was like, if I'm going to buy a designer outfit, it's going to be for the Met Gala after party. So I spent $3,000 on a black blazer from Balenciaga.
No.
Just a plain black blazer.
$3,000. I was like, why did I do this? And I regretted it so much. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait, why did you regret it so much? Because I'm also like, well, that is a staple.
It is. But I was like, a black blazer. Come on. I could have gotten one at Zara.
Yeah.
Nobody even knew that it was Balenciaga. And as soon as we got in, it was so hot and I took it off. I wore it for like 2 minutes. So that was my dumbest purchase.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. What do you think is a designer that's always worth spending money on?
Handbags.
Okay. But what designer?
Oh, what designer? Yeah. I think I'm in between Prada and Christian Dior.
Okay.
I love Prada, though.
Yeah, I feel like Prada's a classic. I feel like a lot of people would say, like, Prada, Chanel.
Yeah, the classics. Chanel. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've never purchased anything. I'm like, I'm not an impulsive buyer at
I'm an
all.
Impulsive buyer.
Oh, really?
I just bought a Balenciaga bag yesterday.
Which one did you get?
The exact same one in a different color.
Wait, what color?
It was the chrome silver one, but it was chrome.
Oh, that one's gorgeous.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, that's fun.
She was worth it.
You also like have that like fun, like edgy style. Like that bag fits you.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like, so many times I've been like, oh, I want to buy the Chanel. But like, I like waiting because I like the anticipation more than buying it.
Did you hear how Chanel raised their prices?
Yes.
I was like, fuck.
I know.
I missed the train.
That's crazy.
What was your dumbest purchase?
Oh, God.
I'm like flipping it on you.
I know. I really don't have one in particular.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I feel like it has to be like sometimes on nights out where I'll buy the really expensive Uber. I'll go out. I won't have a good time. Or I'll like try and impress someone. And
yeah,
I'll impress a boy or
I'll
like
be
something.
Like, here's the card.
Yeah. And then I'm like, why did the fork did I do that? Or like, why did I pay for their shit?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like I should have just bought my own. They didn't do shit.
I do that as well. But I feel like you're also a giver.
I know. I am. But like basically I've my whole life I've been wanting to I have always done that, but like now that I like do the YouTube thing and I like make more money than I ever had, like I'm like, oh my God, I would love to pay for one of my hometown friends or one of my whatever to like come with me. But then when like it's such a catch-22 where it's so weird because, like, I don't have any expectations for anyone I ever bring on anything. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I can't lie. Like, I do have expectations for them to, like, at least, like, I don't know. I've just been disappointed so many times. But maybe that's also because I've been a plus one so many times and I always offer to, like, help out, or I always make sure I say thank you and I, like, show so much,
same,
like, I guess, grateful. I don't know. I feel like because I've been a plus one, I understand how much, like, Alicia has done for me. Mm-hmm. Now that I can do it for someone, I'm like, y'all better appreciate it. And sometimes I don't feel that way.
You know, I get exactly where you're coming from, because, like, I'll invite my friends out to eat, but then they, for example, then they expect me to pay every single time we go out to eat. And I'm like, and they feel weird when I'm like, oh, let's go half and half. And they kind of look at me like, you're not going to pay. And I'm like, although I have a lot of money and I can pay for it.
It doesn't mean I didn't work my fucking ass off to, like,
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's when I get disappointed.
Yeah. And it's not even like I'm thinking of anything or anyone in particular. I feel like that's when I'm like, it's not like a money regret, but I'm like, ah, that, like, really sucks because now I'm, like, thinking of you differently.
Yeah.
Or, like, and maybe I was going to pay, but, like, I at least would appreciate offer.
Just the thought of them being like, you know what, let me, like, put my card down.
Or being so grateful. Like, seriously, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Because, like,
even just that gesture, like, let alone.
I don't know. So I guess it's, like, I'm an experienced spender, so I'd say maybe on stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, spending a little too much when I'm out.
I love strip clubs. That's when I spend the most money.
Really?
Okay. That's, like, another dumb purchase when I'm like, everybody, like, let's throw money.
Yeah. Strip clubs are great.
Yeah. I get drunk and then I just want everybody to have fun. And then I end up, the next day I'm like, why the fuck
did I spend that much? And then I'm like buying everyone drinks. I'm like, why did I do that?
I'm like, I did not need to order.
Maybe it is my love language. I just like to.
I think so too.
Maybe.
Do you know your love language?
Yeah. Words of affirmation.
Mine too.
I'm like a hoe. I'm like, tell me anything nice.
Yeah, me too.
And I that's how I show too. I'm like, girl, you look so.
Me too.
You know what I mean? Or like, whatever. That's probably why I like you. Also, I would say, with men, definitely physical touch.
Really?
But not with anyone else. Like, I would prefer not to, like, hug my friends or, like,
really?
Stuff like that. But with, like, guys, like, I'm like, yeah, like, grab my hand, grab my ass, no, like, whatever. Way. But, like, my friends, I'm like, why the fuck are you touching me?
I'm the complete opposite.
Really?
I don't really like physical touch from.
Interesting.
It takes a lot for me to, like, a guy will be rubbing my hand and I'll just be there, like, why are you touching me?
So, you
me?
Know what? When a guy, like, if they were to put my hand, one time I went on, like, I golf. So, we, like, this guy took me golfing. And he's a professional golfer. And we're, like, in the car. You were in the car, and he, like, put his hand on my leg. And I instantly was like, oh, shit, I don't like you. Because, like, I got the ick. I was like, ooh, I didn't like that. And I feel like it's the best way to tell if you like someone. Because normally, if I was into them, I would have loved
them. Yeah. That is a great way.
So, maybe you can, you just didn't like that person that did that.
Yeah.
What are your love languages?
Words of affirmation and the other one that's not...
Quality time?
Quality time, yeah.
Okay.
Those are my two.
Okay. But do you like... Is yours giving quality time?
Yeah.
Or gifts?
Spending. No. Gifts. I actually do give gifts a lot.
Mm-hmm. And words of affirmation?
Yeah.
Not really acts of service or...
No.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. Okay, so the designer is, okay, Prada, something you don't need but you think is worth spending, like, all your money on. Like, mine would be probably, like, Postmates.
Black Uber cars.
Same! Okay, why? It makes me feel safe.
That makes me feel so safe, and they're just so nice, and they have waters and little mints.
And then I don't get car sick when I can work on my phone.
Yeah, and then sometimes I just want to take a nap and kind of lay down. I don't think it's bougie of me, but I just prefer, like, you know, I'm blessed to spend money on a black car, and I just like to be in a black car.
I was just telling my vlog that that's worth every penny to me.
It is to me as well.
I have too many, like, traumatic experiences being in an Uber X and, like, the dude getting weird.
Really?
Where I'm like, every time I'm in an Uber, even the blacks now, like, I still get anxiety.
Really?
And I'm not, like, an anxious girly.
Really? No, I mean, it is scary, especially if it's just us going into an Uber by ourselves.
Yeah.
In general, it's scary because even a black car is not. It's not fully safe. I mean, no
cars.
But
it feels safer.
It feels safer,
for sure.
Because
they do more background checks.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. What do you wish you would have invested in earlier? I feel like I know what you're going to say.
Definitely real estate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Real estate.
What did you think I was going to say?
That.
Yeah, I wish when I first started making money, I wish I would have invested in instead of spending it on all this stupid designer that I don't even touch anymore.
Oh, like designer items.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like
what? Like bags, like shoes, whatever.
Shoes, like bags, just like literally like for no, they're just sitting in my closet and I'm like, damn, all that money collectively, I could have invested in a house that early and like I would have had, you know, more investments by now. But I mean, I don't think I started that late. It's mm-hmm. never too late to do
anything.
I mean,
anything. You're literally 24.
Yeah.
Girl, you're fine.
Thank you.
You're inspiring me to invest in real estate.
I have a feeling you are. You definitely yeah. should.
Question for you. When you bought the house, did you pay way more than you had to for your down payment so that your mortgage was lower? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And something about something went up recently in general. I think
maybe like state income tax or something?
I think that's what it was. Yeah. But now I haven't fully paid it off yet, and now I'm having to pay like twice as much monthly for whatever. I mean, it is what it is, but.
You know what, though? I've always heard, this is what's so weird about the whole system, is that like it's actually good sometimes to not fully pay something all the way off, mm-hmm. like pay it off. It's always good to have like, I guess, a recurring payment.
Yeah, because it is.
I don't know the reason, but that's what the finance guys tell me.
I guess for credit?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, because the first two houses I just paid right then and there, and I was like, it didn't feel right.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're like, this feels illegal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you have trouble buying any houses because of your credit? Because I feel like influencers struggle building their credit.
No, my mom actually was, I'm telling you, she is the best, because she took out credit cards and I didn't even know. Like, she took out a Sephora credit card for me and she was like, I've been using this for the past like 3 months and I just helped build your credit, and I had no idea.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's your mom's name?
Maria.
Shout out, Maria.
Shout out to Maria Isabel.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Do you have any like finance or budgeting tips, especially for girlies, like influencer girlies?
Yes. I think that the best advice I got is to have different sources of income and not just rely on one source of income, because
got it. Then you're diversify.
Yeah. Because when you just have one source of income, you're living check by check. But I think if you can find other ways to make money, it can literally be like doing lashes on the weekend or doing someone's makeup on the weekend, and you have a regular job. Like, I have, you know, income coming from sponsorships, the wine, the houses. So it's like, I think definitely having income flowing in from different sources is probably my best mm-hmm. tip.
Do you, this might be too personal, but do you make most money from brand deals, or is it now like real estate stuff?
I think, honestly, it's, no, I think it's still definitely brand deals.
Brand deals.
Yeah, because they just pay me rent monthly. I mean, over time, it's going to accumulate. Mm-hmm. But, like, monthly, it's still brand deals for sure.
Do you do, same for me, do you do the Roth IRA stuff? Like, have you ever heard of that?
No.
Where you, like, invest. This is something my dad made me do. When I, basically, once you, I think, turn 18, maybe. I don't know. You'll have to look into it, but basically you have a Roth, so then it starts saving for your retirement, and it's tax-free money.
What?
You got to do it.
What? I feel like Mexicans don't know about that. I've never heard of that.
Ask your CPA.
Okay.
I don't want to give, like, unsolicited financial advice. It's like, I don't really know what the work I'm talking about. This is just what, like, Big Daddy Mike told me to do. But basically, it's, you put money into a Roth.
Okay.
Which is like essentially this like account
uh-huh.
that you put money into every year. I think the first to start it, you have to put like $5,000 or $6,000, mm-hmm. I want to say. And it's tax free money once you start putting it in there. So they don't take taxes from it. But what's amazing is that once you hit, I think it's like 50 years old,
uh-huh.
you can't touch it until you're like 50. And once you are 50 or something, it like grows in there, and then you'll have money for retirement.
I didn't know that.
And I don't know if I'm saying this. I'm going to make him listen to this part, because he's going to be like, you dumbass, what's on that score?
Imagine.
But it's for something like that.
Wow.
And yeah,
did
it's
you,
like.
You did that at 18?
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to
you. So now it's like every year I'll put a little bit more money into
wow.
my Roth.
I love that.
Yeah. I think Alicia does it too.
Yeah, I need to get into that.
Yeah. You should ask your CPA.
When would essentially would you want to retire?
I'm a three on the Enneagram. Like, do you do Enneagram at all?
No.
Okay. So I'm the achiever. I'm a workaholic. Mm-hmm. I love what I do. I'm like, this is the best job in the world. Uh-huh. Can't imagine myself like retiring.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know though.
Yeah.
What about you?
I don't know. I've never actually thought about like, I ask you the question. I don't even know the answer myself. I've never thought about just like not doing social media or not working.
Do you think you'll show your kids when you have like, on your channel and shit?
Yeah. I feel like
you said I want that family channel check.
I feel like I would. I'm very like, I'm not that like, I'm crazy like in my personal life, but I don't really portray that in my social media, not as much. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm like two different people on social media and in real life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know, it's with retirement, it's like I guess I would want to travel, but I also, like, it's such a, like, catch-22 because it's like, oh, shouldn't I travel now while I'm, like, young?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I don't want to, like, work my whole life and then wait to, like, be old and then decide to travel.
You definitely should travel now.
Yeah, I know. So, I don't know. I'm, like, I feel like the whole idea of retirement is a lot different now. Like, I feel like the American dream used to be at 50, you retire and you never have to work.
Yeah.
Now, like, I don't care if I'm working at 50 as long as I'm happy. Yeah. And, like,
same.
I don't know. What do you think?
I think the exact same. Okay. Yeah.
Would you ever move somewhere to retire? Because that's, like, a thing, too. At least in Indiana, people will be like, okay, we're going to move to Florida now or whatever.
I would always say, like, oh, I'm going to move back to Dallas to retire. But I don't see myself living in Dallas for, like, the rest of my life.
Really? Would you have kids in LA? Raise kids?
Great question. I definitely think I would. I don't think I would raise my children in Dallas or Texas. Maybe Texas, but maybe in Houston.
Oh, really? Maybe. Why?
I love Houston.
Why?
My sisters, as soon as I moved to Dallas, my sisters left Dallas and moved to Houston. Uh-huh. So I've been there a lot recently, and Houston is more millennial friendly. Like, the party scene is like so different from Dallas. Like I said, Dallas is like where you go to like settle down, have kids.
Really?
So the party scene there is not really like big as it is in Houston. But and that has nothing to do with the kids. But I don't know. I like Houston a little bit.
I've heard Austin's really fun too.
Austin is actually maybe Austin. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's where do you know the Skinny Confidential?
No.
She is like a blogger. She has a big podcast. Uh-huh. Honestly, I feel like you would like her podcast. And honestly, you should go on it. But basically, she was like a big LA girly. Uh-huh. And like grew up in San Diego and like so LA to me. Like had a kid here. Like so like that bitch like does all the LA things. Uh-huh. Like loves the Erewhon. Loves the like, you know, just like classic LA girly. Yeah. And her husband moved. They own Dear Media. It's a podcast network.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, they moved to Austin. And now I'm like, is that the vibe?
I actually would. Actually,
and they bought a house and they have a yard and it's just like...
Yeah, no. From Dallas and Houston, I think definitely Austin.
Really?
Especially because there's like, you can go canoeing there. You can ride jet skis and like the... Actually, I don't even know if you can ride jet skis. I have thought about moving to Miami though.
Oh.
I thought about moving to Miami versus LA.
Maybe you should try like 3 months or something.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. Maybe even for like the summer.
Yeah. You... Can I just like put in a special request? You need to vlog more.
I need to do YouTube more in general.
I'm like, I don't even want to see like concept videos from you. I just want to see you vlog. Like, I would love to just be a fly on the wall of your like a day in life.
My life is literally so crazy, like a fucking movie. If I were to have a reality TV show of like everything that I do outside of like social media, people would be in shock.
Like, I would love to be like you to be like, ugh, I have to plan this bear wine shoot, but like, I want to go impress this guy tonight. Like, I want to hear your like thought process with like life.
That would be refreshing.
I don't know.
I feel like I got I used to have two channels. So
then
I
then did you merge?
That's right. No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. You still
I had my
blog?
Main channel and then I had a couple channel back then.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
I had a couple channel and then from the couple channel after we broke up, I did it fully just for vlogging. And so I was posting twice on my main channel and then vlogging like every other day. But I feel like the breakup just really made me more reserved because everybody was so invested in my personal life.
That's hard.
And so it was a little bit difficult to like set boundaries now that everybody was so invested in my personal life. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I became a little bit more reserved to just kind of set that boundary of like, you know, like not letting in a lot of the internet into my personal life because then they feel like they need to know everything.
I know.
So, yeah, I would be open to vlogging more, being more open again.
I would love that.
It's just a little bit scary sometimes.
You're like single, like you should have like a single girl in your 20s, like series or something.
I should. I'm gonna tell you about my idea. I wanted to do like a dating diaries.
Yes.
Imagine.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, I just watched your like love life Q&A. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is really interesting. But, like, I want to see it almost, like, in the moment. Like, yeah. I want you to be like, I'm getting ready for a date tonight. And, like, show me your process.
Yeah.
And, like, we went to Catch. It was stupid. Like, he literally, whatever. You know what I mean? Like,
I actually, I don't make it into, like, I don't make it the title of the vlog. But when I do the vlogs.
Within the vlog.
Yeah, I do it within the vlog. Okay. That way people are not just, like, trying to be nosy and they actually go watch the actual
for blog. The dating series, what would that entail?
Kind of like a sit down type thing, but I interview you about your dating life and you interview me about my dating life.
Oh, so you'd have guests?
Yes. With wine.
Oh,
we're drinking wine and I'm asking you, like, would you be open to do an open relationship?
You have to do that.
Yeah.
So many girls would be down too.
Yeah,
to do it. Mm-hmm. And guys.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, do that.
Oh, you're coming on there, and I am picking your brain.
I will spill. I have, like, the craziest dating stories, really? I feel like.
And over wine, it's like, we're going to overspill.
Yeah, I'm just, like, a little, like, I love men. Like, I love dating. Men
too.
I love always being the friend that has, like, the fun, crazy dating story. Yeah. I love, but you know what's funny is, like, in real life, I feel like I'm always, like, talking to my friends, I'm like, oh my God, I have a crush on this guy. Like, he texted me, like, blah, blah, blah. Like, we're FaceTiming, yada, yada. Like, we're about to, you know, he held my hand, whatever the case is. Mm-hmm. And on vlogs, I'm like preaching, I need to listen to my own advice because I'm like, I feel like I don't really share that much. I mean, I feel like there's a way I can share more but be vague because I don't want to, like, obviously reveal whoever the person is. Or I always say on my vlogs, I'm like, if you are a boy and you're watching this, you have a crush on me. So then I'm like, click out, because I literally, but I want to be a little bit more open because I'm so interested in other, like, single girls, like, young girls, especially in LA. It's hard to date, so I'm
it's so hard to date
so
out
I
here.
Want to, I guess, open it up more, but it is scary.
Yeah,
I get it.
I would love to see that as well.
I know, you should totally do the series.
I know, I am.
It's like dating soon. Dating with Daisy, like, it could have such a cute Daisy's dating diaries.
You and Alicia on there would be hilarious.
Yeah, you have to have us both on. That'd be so fun. Okay, well, last question is, Daisy, what are you doing to make moves right now in your life? Whether it's personal, business, what are you doing?
Definitely right now, things? What I'm focused on is moving.
I want to, literally.
Like, I want to move out here as soon as possible. I feel like my life just slowed down a lot since I moved to Dallas, and I just want to kind of pick up the pace again.
Love that.
On top of the wine. Oh, I'm also actually, I'm coming out with this necklace.
Stop. I was looking at that earlier.
Next month. It's a collaboration with my twin flame. So we actually, this is his brand.
Gorgeous.
He created it. So
what's the brand?
Room 13.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah, it's so, it's like Vivian Westwood type
energy
vibe
with, it looks like a little chrome heartsy though.
Like chrome heartsy Vivian Westwood with like a little bit of me in there.
It's gorge.
So that collab is coming out soon, and I'm just trying to find love in my life.
I know.
Yeah,
same. We all are. Well, when you're out here, maybe we can go on double dates.
I've never actually been on a double
neither
date.
Neither have I.
Imagine
us and two guys. Like, we would scare the heck out of them.
I feel like it would just be a conversation between us, and they would be, like, our guests. Yeah. They would just be, like,
our live podcast guests.
Yeah, literally.
Okay, cool. Well, you have to move out here, and we'll hang out, and I'm so excited for you. And definitely go by Bear, everyone.
Yes.
And where can everyone follow you?
At @DaisyMarquez_.
Sly. Okay, guys, everyone go follow Daisy. Subscribe to this YouTube channel. Subscribe to my personal YouTube channel. And we'll see you next week with another episode. Make someone's day this week. Peace.
Bye, guys.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.